You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Jessica Merrill, one of the co-founders of 81C, a company that's pioneering entrepreneurship as an asset class, enabling anyone in the world to invest in businesses that would typically never be available to the public. Jessica, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
And Jessica, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here as well. So tell us, being the co-founder of 81C, can you walk us through the early stages of ideation and why our listeners would be interested in hearing the details?
Yeah, no, I'd love to. My background's in global advertising, and I met my business partner, Dan, whose background is in acquisitions and basically creating efficiency and growth in businesses and then selling them, not at scale, just kind of in a one or two kind of way, like a traditional entrepreneur. We met about 3 years ago when I had moved back from New York and left my advertising career to kind of move more into the entrepreneurial space. He had a vision for taking what he had been doing as an entrepreneur and, creating efficiency and driving more value, like I said, kind of on a one or two basis, and doing that at scale, creating a process in which we could own and operate businesses, in almost infinitely, but certainly more than one or two at a time. And, we started having conversations about what that would mean. And my feeling was, if we were going to do that and we were going to create so much value in the world, then why wouldn't we would want to do that and use that value for a vision or a mission bigger than just us? And so we kind of started, kind of looking and saying, well, if you could amass that much value, you really could scale infinitely businesses, what would you do with that value? And we started to kind of look at what global issues exist, and we started to center around the investment world and financial inclusion and how there is such a lack of access to value that's created globally. And so we kind of started pointing the creation of our machine of this, being able to scale businesses, infinitely at financial inclusion. And that was kind of the initial, the seed that kind of grew into what is today 81C.
And that is quite interesting, and really appreciate your sharing that. Now, I understand you have a diverse background working in various industries. What experiences led you to the crypto space?
So my background, like I mentioned, was in global advertising. So while I handled, for the majority of my career, the media negotiations for some of the world's largest brands and everything from retail and home improvement to financial services and insurance and the entertainment industry, I handled the negotiation. And then in the latter years of my career, I also worked on the content creation and distribution side, as well as the innovation side, where I would basically source through VCs and angel investors and different startup incubators the newest companies that were, coming about in the tech space and in different niche categories within that, and would bring them to my clients, who were some of the biggest brands in the world, and would help to kind of bridge the gap between, these giant infrastructures of global corporations and these brand new, nimble, very innovative, forward-thinking businesses, and kind of bridge those two companies together to be able to move these big companies forward faster, and then give these new tech, and innovative companies a leg up, in getting their technology and their innovation out into the world. And so I think that at the time, I would say for certain, I never imagined that this is what I would be doing at the time. Had worked 10 years in New York and Los Angeles in the media and advertising space. I never imagined that this is what I would be doing. But now when I look back on it, and kind of almost as I'm telling you now too, there's a lot of stuff and a lot of things that made sense, that make sense now, that I was exposed to and that I got experience with, that led me to where I am now, even if I didn't realize it at the time.
And also interesting, once again, and most impressive. Now, our audience consists of entrepreneurs seeking practical advice that they can implement today. What advice would you give the entrepreneur tuning in that is looking to transfer their skills to a new industry? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great question, and I think that it's always easy to answer these questions in hindsight. So hopefully, I like to give any advice I can and receive as much advice as possible. I think that's probably one of the biggest things is kind of being open-minded to hearing everyone's experiences and really taking it in and kind of taking what you're able to use and keeping a really open mind, seeing the world through the lens of possibilities is I think what uniquely differentiates entrepreneurs from maybe other people in business. I would say probably the biggest lesson I've had, it came in a professional manner through my advertising career, but I think it's probably translated both personally and professionally and certainly as an entrepreneur, is to be very aware of and comfortable with what your skills are, what you uniquely bring to the world and what you're really good at, what your strengths are, but also be aware of your weaknesses and not try to compensate for them, but rather build teams of people and bring resources together that help to support the things that are your weaknesses and use your strengths to help support people where your strengths might be their weaknesses. So for me, it's always been about, driving value through collaboration and through bringing together the people that are best at what they do and then kind of building processes and structure that allows everyone to do that as efficiently as possible. That would probably be my piece of advice.
And I like it, and it certainly does work today. We're speaking with Jessica Merrill, one of the co-founders of 81C, a company that's pioneering entrepreneurship as an asset class, enabling anyone in the world to invest in businesses that would typically never be available to the public. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Jessica, name two or three specific experiences that influenced the 81C mission of growing entrepreneur-led small to medium-sized enterprises and making them accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. I think probably the two key ones I would say first on the entrepreneur side is anyone listening right now that's an entrepreneur of a successful, cash-flowing, long-standing, small to medium-sized business knows that getting access to capital is very difficult. It's most difficult, I think, for entrepreneurs just by the way of, which we run our businesses and the way that we need to make decisions on the fly and the way that we use our creativity in order to get us from point A to point B. I think scaling is a really difficult thing for an entrepreneur at a certain level to get to, and it's mainly due to access to capital. And so for us, we looked at and said, well, if we could create a company where we could support, through acquiring businesses under our operating business, and what value would we bring to those entrepreneurs who would come into the fold of 81C. And I think giving access to capital was the greatest, besides all the other resources and support that we, bring and the expertise that we were able to bring to these entrepreneurs. I think the biggest one was that. And the way to do that and kind of the way that it all fit nicely together, which has created this ecosystem of entrepreneurs and investors of all kinds all around the world working together in one ecosystem, is the fact that the way to generate that capital in the most scalable way is to allow everybody in the world to participate in these investments. And so for us, it really was, taking that idea of crowdfunding, which came out of the, Jobs Act in the U.S., the Jobs Act of 2012, and really kind of taking it to the next level and saying, how do we create an operating company that's made up of some of the most valuable businesses in aggregate, in the most valuable businesses in our, global economy, that individually may not be looked at, by the traditional investment world as generating significant amounts of value, but by aggregating them all together, drive a significant amount of value, making that value accessible to everyone, not just accredited investors, but people who don't typically have an opportunity to invest in private businesses from day one. I say that because my business partner Dan and I were very specific about making sure that there was no point in time in which we took any private money or any private investment, that it wasn't available to anybody at that time. So everything that, all the money, the startup money that it took to get everything started before we launched it to the public was all out of, Dan and I's personal investments from the operating businesses that we, own and operate. And so making that value accessible to everyone really starts to kind of, start to chip away at the global issue of financial inclusion, and that there's enough value created in the world, we believe, for everyone to have the peace that they need to live the life that they choose. It just, there needs to be innovation in the space of investing in finance, in the financial world globally, in order to work within the regulatory processes to allow people all over the world to access that value that's created. And we believe entrepreneurship is one of, if not the greatest value creator in our global economy.
Really some awesome information, and I couldn't agree more with you on those comments there. Now, looking at the future, looking ahead, where is 81C heading in the next few years, and what do you plan to accomplish in that time frame?
I appreciate the question. We're very excited about it. We actually just launched our crowdfund campaign on StartEngine at the end of last week. So you can go to startengine.com/81-C to check out our campaign. So that's kind of the first step. We're officially now public, so anybody around the world, for the most part, can, with the exception of a couple of different international markets that we can't accept investments from currently, but anyone in the world can make an investment into 81C today as we speak. The next steps for us are to continue to push down the regulatory paths in order to increase the amount of the offering amount that we can do. Regulation CF only allows you to raise up to $1.07 million annually, and so we'll be working through the regulatory process in the U.S. as well as internationally in order to increase the amount that we're able to raise so that we can continue to grow 81C and scale our business units. And then as we roll along on the demand side as well for our investors, is really just continue to introduce products that allow a more diverse group of investors, so that, right now, the minimum investment through the crowdfund is $500, but we're looking to find opportunities and create products for people of various socioeconomic, and income levels to be able to participate if they've, never invested a day in their life because they never thought it was an option for them. So it's really about, continuing to build and scale the infrastructure that we have, both on the side of our business that, scales businesses, as well as on the investment side, and then really to continue to educate and empower everyday people who may not currently consider themselves investors, and to teach them and kind of show them why it's important to take an active role in your investment life. And so it's, really just a lot about education and thought leadership. And then, like I said, continuing to scale on both sides of the business to reach more investors and to scale the businesses within 81C.
Well, Jessica, we certainly wish you continued success, and thanks so much for introducing 81C to the audience as well. If listeners wanted to get further details, again, where is the best place online to get details on 81C?
Yep, it's 81-C.com. And then on there, you can get the links through to our crowdfund campaign as well as all of our social media sites.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, Jessica, all the best, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And it was more than a pleasure. We've been speaking with Jessica Merrill, one of the co-founders of 81C, a company that's pioneering entrepreneurship as an asset class, enabling anyone in the world to invest in businesses that would typically never be available to the public. And for further details, visit 81-C.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.